This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Mark Moore of NASA for an update on his team's project to develop an X-plane demonstrator using a small Technim twin. They'll replace the two conventional engines and props with a series of small electric-driven propellers arrayed along the wing. They hope to prove that distributed electric propulsion using currently available batteries and technology can provide significant gains in efficiency for small general aviation aircraft.
So we're just about to have our PDR, our preliminary design review. So the wing is essentially soft locked in terms of the outer mold line and the level of distribution of the electric motors. We're currently doing detailed design of the motor itself. We're building a custom electric motor, and the OML, the outer mold line, is all defined in terms of a new airfoil, in terms of the wing area, the twist and the sweep and things like that. And we're now doing the detailed propeller design. One of the really unique attributes of this aircraft is that the cruise motors and the cruise propellers are operating in the wingtip vortex. So it's a very unique design opportunity to take advantage of that wingtip vortex and achieve a very high propulsive efficiency. And so one of the really cool things about this project is that right now the analysis results look like we'll be able to achieve a 100% propulsive efficiency on that propeller because of the interaction of the wingtip vortex. And if you compare that to a typical twin engine aircraft that's, you know, integrated onto the wing inboard, that's usually about a 75% propulsive efficiency. So we're talking about, you know, over a 30% improvement in the installation efficiency just by being able to put these propellers in the wingtip vortex as a distributed electric propulsion system enables. But that's one of the really cool design tasks that we're tackling right now, because it requires the propeller to be designed in conjunction with the wing, in conjunction with the motor, in a very synergistic way.
So at this point, to move forward with this, do you have all the technology that you need, or you know what I mean, or do you need to develop, say, better batteries or better systems, or is this just a design kind of project?
Yeah, so for our flight demonstration project, it is very much at this point an engineering activity. So we've developed all the technologies that we have time to develop, and now it's finding a way to piece them all together in the best possible way and ensure, a NASA acceptable level of safety of flight. Obviously, anytime you do something for the first time, there's risks involved. So I would say much more now that the following 2 years are proving the safety of flight and doing all the detailed engineering to build the different components and fit them together.
And what's the ultimate goal? I mean, what will this airplane be able to do, you think?
Yeah, so our primary objective for this aircraft is to achieve a 5 times reduction in the amount of energy used at the high-speed cruise. So what that means is that we just finished renting an existing Technim P2006G, the current state-of-the-art twin-engine aircraft, and we flight-instrumented that, flew it, and know exactly how much fuel is required to cruise at 150 knots, which is its fastest speed. And when we take off the wing and replace it with our new wing and our new distributed electric motors, our analysis indicates that we will use 5 times less energy at that 150-knot speed condition. So not 5%, not 50%, but 500% change in the amount of energy required. So So just a huge breakthrough in the energy required and the efficiency of a general aviation-sized aircraft, which we believe will extend well up into larger size vehicles to achieve a level of efficiency that's never been even thought of before.
Okay, that was Mark Moore from NASA. This is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.